I'm joined on the phone by the Guardian's Patrick Kingsley. Patrick, obviously there's been a lot of focus on the anti-Morsi demonstrations, but you're on the scene of the pro-Morsi demonstrations, the rival protests. That's right.
I'm in East Cairo, in a place called Nasser City, where there's about 20,000 people who have gathered here since Friday. They've stayed overnight for two nights in favour of Morsi staying on. And it's just a reminder that, you know, while there's an enormous amount of anti-Morsi sentiment in Egypt today, there are still a lot of people that back him. And I've just been talking to them, and many of them are saying, we voted for him. You know, he's our choice, and we don't see why he should have to be forced to leave from office after just 1 year in power. Egypt has faced social challenges, and anyone who was at the top would have found governance difficult. It's a slightly touchier atmosphere than it has been in recent days. I've come here since protesters started gathering here in recent weeks. I think that's because this week there's been quite a lot of attacks on Muslim Brotherhood headquarters across the country, and there's a general feeling that these guys are under attack. I had to go through six checkpoints where I was sort of searched, my bag was searched, and people were making sure I hadn't got any guns or knives on me. And there are more people about with sticks and shields, makeshift shields with slogans like legitimacy the red line. That's a reference to Morsi's democratic mandate. We've also got people in sort of bizarre headgear, like sort of builder's hard caps, and also I see people in motorcycle helmets. There's a march of people chanting seculars will never rule Egypt again, and they're all waving Egyptian flags, much as they are in Tahrir Square. And that's just a reminder of the fact that, you know, there are two very different Egypts on show today. One feels that their revolution has been already hijacked by Mohamed Morsi. Another feels, as we can see here today in Nasser City, that their revolution is about to be hijacked by people loyal to the former dictator Hosni Mubarak. So it feels like a kind of fight for Egypt's identity.
And this has been billed very much as the kind of pivotal day in the kind of current fortunes of Egypt and the way things might go. Is it starting to look like that, or do you think it might end up being slightly less dramatic than people thought?
In all my pieces this week, I really tried to stay away from coming down on one side. There's such a lot of hype, and certainly, you know, people are out in force today, in the streets of Cairo, outside of the protest centres are empty because people are either staying away from what they think will be trouble, or they, you know, want to get involved in some of the protests. So certainly, you know, it's a big day, and people here are expecting the worst. Someone said if the presidential palace gets attacked and the army doesn't defend the palace, then we will have to defend the palace with our chests, with our lives. So, you know, there's an expectation of something bad, and the one of the sheikhs at Al-Azhar, which is the sort of the new learning in Egypt, warned of civil war earlier this week. So there's lots of hype and fear in the air. It's too early to say whether, you know, any of this will actually materialise. We'll know a bit more by tonight and in the coming days, but I wouldn't want to make a call, and no one I'm speaking to wants to make that call either.